It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. The Wisconsin State Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday in one of the lawsuits over December's lame duck legislative session. The plaintiffs in this case argue the session itself is unconstitutional and should never have taken place. The defendants, of course, disagree. Do you think the legislature should be allowed to hold extraordinary sessions like the one they held during the lame duck in December? Or should that not be allowed? Why or why not? Should the legislature be allowed to set its own schedule, including holding extraordinary sessions, or should certain kinds of sessions be against the law? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org. You can also tweet us at WPR Mornings. Patrick Marley is a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where he covers state government and politics. Patrick, good morning and welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so there are several lawsuits over the Republican-controlled legislature's extraordinary session last December. Which case did the court hear arguments on yesterday?
So this is the one that was brought by the League of Women Voters and some other groups that alleges the way that lawmakers brought themselves into session was unconstitutional, and therefore everything they did during that overnight session should be invalidated. So they want to strike down all of the laws, all of the confirmations of appointments from former Governor Scott Walker because of the way they held their session.
And the defendants would be who?
So the groups actually sued the governor and the attorney general, I believe, in their not the attorney general. They sued the governor. They sued the state, essentially. Republican lawmakers intervened in the case so that they could defend what they had done.
So the again, the plaintiffs in the case are claiming that the extraordinary session and the fact that it was held in the first place is what's unconstitutional. Let's talk a little bit about the legal theory there. What
Sure.
does the Wisconsin Constitution actually say about when the legislature can be in session?
So the Constitution just says that the legislature can meet when the governor calls a special session, or when it can meet when provided by law. So the law itself that the legislature says when it meets doesn't describe extraordinary sessions, doesn't talk about extraordinary sessions in any way at all. And so the groups say that means they can only hold regular sessions, essentially what they schedule at the beginning of each two-year term as to the dates they're going to meet. Since 1980, lawmakers have had their regular session and have also created these extraordinary sessions, which essentially means they can bring themselves into session at any time when they're not otherwise scheduled to be there.
But nobody has sued them for this before.
That's right. They've been doing this for 40 years. Nobody has ever raised this legal argument. So it's not like there's no precedent on it. It's just nobody's challenged this activity for four decades.
We're talking with Patrick Marley, a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You were in court when the arguments were being made. What did the justices have to say about all this?
So, the court right now has a 4-3 conservative majority. That's going to grow to 5-2 in August when Brian Hagedorn comes onto the court. But it looks like for this case, it'll be this current makeup of the court. And the conservatives were pretty skeptical of the claims being made in this lawsuit, saying that courts, generally defer to the legislature in terms of how it operates and its own proceedings. The liberals, on the flip side, seemed very much to be backing those bringing the case and questioning how they could hold these sessions if there's no explicit law allowing extraordinary sessions. The caveat here is that two of the justices didn't say anything at all. Liberal Justice Shirley Abrahamson didn't ask any questions, and Conservative Justice Annette Ziegler didn't ask any questions or say anything. So neither of them tipped their hands. But for the others, they sort of fell along ideological lines in their views. You can only read so much into questions, but it appeared that the conservatives were leaning toward the Republican point of view and the liberals toward the Democratic point of view.
Some Republican lawmakers have said that if this suit against them succeeds, it would reverse years of laws that have been passed during previous extraordinary sessions. Is that a possible outcome? Could that really happen?
Well, I mean, I don't think this decision itself would have an effect on anything beyond the lame duck laws. But if the court were to strike down the lame duck laws by saying that extraordinary sessions were unconstitutional, certainly any number of people could raise claims that all of the other laws passed over the last 40 years were improperly passed and should be invalidated. Those bringing the lawsuit say, no, this case is narrowed to just this set of laws, and the court can sort of deal with things that were passed many years ago. You know, perhaps the statute of limitations is passed and that there's no further ability to challenge them. But yes, that's an absolute possibility that, that legal claims like that could be made if this case went the way that the League of Women Voters and others are asking the court to go.
What are other possible outcomes if the plaintiffs win this case and extraordinary sessions are declared unconstitutional?
Well, I mean, you would have the legislature meeting less often. You know, the lawmakers say that they need to have the ability to hold extraordinary sessions so that they can respond to problems that might arise, issues that might come up that they don't anticipate when they set their calendar at the beginning of the term. We just had 8 years of one-party control of state government, and I think when you had unified government, you wouldn't really see an issue because the governor and the legislature are likely going to have a similar view, and if you couldn't have extraordinary sessions, the governor could still call a special session. You could see a real difference here in the time of divided government. If the legislature can only meet on the days specified at the beginning of its term, something happens a year and a half later, Governor Evers might not agree with the Republicans who control the legislature and just might not bring them into session, and the legislature would be unable to meet.
We probably won't get a decision on this case until the summer. What happens in the meantime?
So, I mean, I think it's important to note that we've got these other cases that are also brewing. There's one in federal court, another one in state court that challenge the law in different ways. So this is not by any means the end of the road. This does look like the case that will get resolved the soonest. The court likely will rule by the end of June. And that will sort of determine whether you can have these sessions or not. From there, the focus will be on the specifics of the laws and whether those violated any terms of the state constitution or the federal constitution. And that's going to be, you know, these lame duck laws, which limited the powers of the governor and the attorney general and did some other things. There are a lot of different elements of them, and these other lawsuits sort of challenge them piece by piece. So with future rulings, you wouldn't see sort of an all or nothing decision. You'd more likely see a court scrutinizing a particular part of the lame duck laws to determine if.
What was the basis for the federal lawsuit?
That case is in a very early stage. We haven't really seen much from it, but it was brought by the state Democratic Party, and they alleged that the lame duck laws violated the First Amendment rights of Democratic voters and organizations like theirs, because it, after voters said they wanted Democrats to hold top office, they pulled back the authority that those offices hold.
How long should we anticipate that these legal battles are going to go on?
I mean, it's hard to say, particularly in a federal court case. I don't think it would be surprising to have this going on for another year or even past the 2020 election. The state Supreme Court is moving pretty quick here, clearly with this case. The other case, which was brought by some unions, part of that case is already at the state Supreme Court. I think you could see that one resolved by fall or early next year. But federal courts move more slowly. It's hard to say how long that would go, particularly if it gets appealed, which I think is likely. And then you could be talking a year or two before we really know the way this all plays out.
All right, Patrick Marley, thank you for joining us.
You bet.
Patrick Marley is a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where he covers state government and politics. Coming up just ahead, we'll talk about how geek culture has become pop culture over the last decade, but not everyone is welcome to participate. That's all just ahead on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show.